got the first team played together last year in New York City. Came through the qualifier, surprised a lot of folks, but showing this week that it was no fluke. They got a third place last year in New York, guaranteed at least that this week. The national champions out of USC, give it up for the defender. She is Sarah Hughes. And the blocker, Kelly Glaze.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Paper Courts Podcast. I am your host, as always, Travis Mawerder. Sorry about the inconsistency and the delay between podcasts here. I was moving apartments, and on a far more serious matter, I gave up ice cream for Lent, so I've been going through some severe withdrawal syndromes. But I am happy to note that I am recovering from my post-ice cream withdrawal, and I'm okay enough to have our first female guest on the podcast. Really, really excited to have Miss Sarah Hughes on the podcast, and the call you just heard was from her semifinal in New York from a year ago, where she got to match up with her idol, Kerry Walsh, and April Ross. They didn't win that one, but they did take a set off of the two, which is a pretty amazing achievement considering that both her and her partner Kelly Clays are still in school at USC, where they have established themselves as the best team in the country. They didn't lose a single match last year, all of last year, and only lost one set. So really, really happy to have Sarah on the podcast. She is one of the most humble, well-spoken college kids I've ever spoken to. So enjoy the podcast, and best of luck to Sarah and Kelly as they began their collegiate season today up at Zuma Beach.
Technically born in Long Beach, but raised in Costa Mesa my whole life. But pretty much, like, I was always on the beaches of Huntington since a young age. I just kind of grew up playing volleyball there.
And so, now, are you the youngest of the family?
I am, yes. So I have an older sister who's 28, and then my older brother who's 26.
Okay. And so, did you ever want to stray away? Because I'm assuming, were they volleyball players too?
Yeah. So my sister played, my brother played. My sister went to Fairfield University in Connecticut.
Okay.
And then my brother went to UCI. And so I was just always around the sport. Like, being the youngest, I was kind of dragged to everything, dragged to all their tournaments. My mom played, so when we were bored, I would pepper with my mom on the sideline. It's always just, I've always been around the sport, and I've loved it from a young age.
And you never, because I have, I come from a family of boys. I'm the middle of three brothers, and so my little brother kind of had a rebellious side to him, that because we had, you know, done the basketball thing, he wanted to try a different route. So did you have, like, any of that desire to kind of say, okay, well, my two siblings are volleyball players, so I'm going to be really good at soccer or whatever it may be? Did you, or was it always just you loved volleyball?
I just love sports. So I remember just, like, begging my mom to put me in any sport, like, when I was really young. Like, I was always like, oh, I just want to play sports all the time. So, like, being a young kid, I was put in, like, soccer. I did tennis, I ran track, I played basketball, and then I started playing volleyball. So I was always like involved in a ton of different sports, just like my brother and sister were. But as I got older, basketball and volleyball and track kind of became my thing. And then as I started to develop, it was just in basketball and volleyball. And then it just kind of became volleyball towards the end, just because, like, it was me, like, for me, it was, like, what I wanted to do, and it was, like, my passion.
Okay. Were your parents volleyball players, too?
My mom played, not professionally or anything, but she played for fun, played beach volleyball a little bit, and then my dad was a big baseball, football, basketball player.
Okay. And now, you grew up, when you were being raised, it was a pretty good time for women's beach volleyball in the U.S. because, you know, when you were kind of at that very impressionable sort of preteen ages when Carrie and Misty were dominating the world. So how big of an impact did watching them have on you as a young player?
Oh, huge, especially for me. Growing up, Misty was my idol. I don't know if, you know, I guess we'll get more into my background about volleyball, but when I was 8 years old, I was at my sister's volleyball tournament just watching her, and a mom saw me peppering with my mom and was like, wow, like, I have somebody that I would love to introduce your daughter to. She's a really great player. He coaches beach volleyball. And my mom was like, okay, yeah, like, you could give us a call. So that was the first time. His name was Bill Lovelace. I'm not sure if you've heard the name.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, so he called my mom and was like, hey, I would love to have your daughter for a tryout down at the north side of Huntington Beach Pier. And my mom was like, I coach beach volleyball. I coach young kids who are pretty talented for their age. And so my mom was like, okay, like, I'll come down and have her try out. So we went down to the beach, and with me for that tryout, his name is Matt Butler. Not sure how familiar you are with indoor volleyball, but he plays for Long Beach State now.
Okay.
Anyway, so I went down to the beach, and I tried out with Matt, and I didn't know this until a little later, but my mom told me that Bill came up to my mom and was like, she has the best ball control I've ever seen for a girl her age. I would love to train with her every Tuesday and Thursday down at Huntington Beach for free, and I already have a partner for her. And so my mom was like, okay, wow, like, this is great. So that's when Bill introduced me to Justine. Justine Wong-Rontes, I was partners with her since I was like 8 till like 17 years old. yeah, but anyway, so I started going down to the beach during the week and coaching and learning the game from Bill. And, you know, he was like family and he coached me forever. And I met Justine and I met a ton of other people. And then that's like when I knew, like, that first tryout I had, like, I looked around, I remember I was like at the beach, I had a volleyball in my hand, and I was like, this is what I want to do. So this is like a dream come true for me. So that's how it all kind of started. And then I would just be at the beach from like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. playing with my friends, going in the water, getting food, going back down, playing some more. So I'd just be down there all night. Or all day, and then my parents would come pick me up hours later, and they're like, oh, hope you had a good day.
That sounds like quite the childhood.
Yeah, it was amazing, and I met a lot of great people, and I just kind of became within the culture of beach volleyball. And then going off of that, Bill would walk me over, because only a couple courts away, Misty and Carrie would be practicing, and he would, like, sit me on the wall where at Huntington, like, watch Misty play. Like, she's the best player in the world. Watch her movements. Watch how she competes. So I just grew up idolizing Misty, watching Misty. Even when I was super young, she was like, hey, come do this drill with me. And so me, Matt, and Justine would go on the court and be serving targets for her. And it was just like a dream come true for me. So I learned a lot from her.
Oh, I can imagine. And I'm assuming that you probably just ate up every minute of televised Olympics beach volleyball then, when Misty and Carrie were making their run.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I was always supporting them during the Olympics and just hoping that they would win and do their best, and it was fun. I mean, 3 Olympic gold medals later, it's like the ideal dream team right there.
Uh-huh. And so you kind of make your way through, and you had a really, really successful couple years at Mater Dei. And so when USC started recruiting you, were they recruiting you as an indoor player, or were they looking at you as purely a beach player? Because I know that was around the time when beach was just starting to get started at the college level.
Yeah, no. So I played indoor as well, of course. I loved indoor, still love it. But at the time, beach volleyball was kind of starting up. It was like, is it going to happen? Is it going to flop? Like, what's going to go with it? So at the time, I was playing indoor, and I was an indoor player. Like, all right, like, I'm going to go to college to play indoor because beach just wasn't an option yet. And then more towards, like, my freshman, sophomore year, I think it was, like, maybe my sophomore year of high school, it was like, oh, beach volleyball is it's becoming a thing. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I want to do both. I want to play indoor and beach. And then it got to a point where it was just interesting because, like, some programs had beach, some didn't. So, like, I made the decision when I was in high school. I was like, well, I'm going to go play indoor and beach, but I have to have the team. If I'm going to play indoor, it has to have a beach team. And so I kind of wanted, like, a few specific things. Like, I wanted to stay in California. I wanted to play indoor and beach. So it was, like, wherever I went on a visit for indoor, I would just straight up ask the coach, are you going to have a beach team? Do you have a beach team? What are your plans for that? So from a younger age for indoor, beach or USC was recruiting me for indoor. But at the time I was coming in, it already had like three setters. It wasn't like an ideal thing for them. But anyway, I went to USC for a visit for the beach team, and, I met with Anna Collier. I did meet with McHaley too. But Anna toured me around campus. I saw all the facilities. I went to a practice. At the time, the new stadium was being built. It hadn't been built yet. And I just absolutely, like, fell in love with it. I didn't tell anyone, but, like, at that moment, like, after my visit, like, I knew I wanted to go to USC. And I knew I wanted to play beach volleyball. But, like, I wasn't ready to, like, tell everyone that.
Right.
Because... yeah, because, like, I was a highly recruited indoor player, and so I didn't want to, like, hurt anyone's feelings in a way. So I was late, but, you know, because, like, it's giving up, like, a big part of your life. So I kind of waited it out a little bit, and finally when the time came, I told my parents, like, I really just want to play beach. That's, like, where my future is. That's what I want to do. And they said, like, go for it. Like, this is your decision. We'll be there to support you, whatever. And, like, when I made the decision just to give up indoor and play beach, people were kind of skeptical and, like, you're a little crazy for doing that. Beach isn't going to go anywhere. Like, you need indoor. And then it's, like, I kind of just look at it now and say, well, I think I made the best decision ever.
I'd say you were onto something.
So I'm really happy with my decision. And I still love indoor, but beach is where it's at for me.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the success speaks for itself. And so you come in, and were you expecting, I mean, obviously, I mean, you've grown up on the beach. I mean, you had done drills with Missy, you know, when you were 8 years old. So, but were you expecting to be quite that good your freshman year? Because, I mean, you come out and you set a new USC record for 42 wins. And I know that, you know, beach was so new at the time that I don't know if anybody really knew what to expect just because the sport was so new at the collegiate level. But did that even take you off guard a little bit to come in as a freshman and kind of be beaten up on the rest of the country?
Oh, no, not at all. I honestly didn't even know that I had broken a record that you just said. honestly, no, coming into USC, I was just so excited, and as any freshman would be, maybe a little nervous, but I don't know, for me, I just play how I usually play. Like, I've always been competitive. I've always had that edge. So that's what I did. I didn't have a spot coming into USC. Like, I obviously, to me, like, I was like, I'm going to play on this team. I want to make a difference on this team. Whether that be me playing at the one spot or the five spot, like, I just, you know, to me, I didn't know. So every day I came to practice and just fought as hard as I could and worked out, like, you know, I just did all the conditioning, did everything, like, put, you know, kind of just, like, made a little name for myself, and was like, I'm here to compete, I want to be a part of this team. And then at the time, Anna, my coach, started, you know, we played with a lot of different people, and she started pairing me up with Kirby Burnham. And we clicked, like, right away. We had super great chemistry. She played left side. She was a tall blocker. So it just worked out really well. And then Kelly actually came in second semester freshman year. So I had already had a full semester practicing and, like, getting used to the team, getting used to the facilities, and just getting used to Kirby. So when Kelly came in, she wasn't necessarily, like, ready yet. And so Kelly was put on the twos team with somebody else while I was put on the ones team. So we had that year of separation where I didn't play with her. But, you know, Kirby and I, we went after it. We were a great team. I loved playing with her. Unfortunately, we didn't win the team championship, but we won the pairs together, and that was a really cool experience with her. And I was really fortunate to be able to play with her.
How come Kelly came in a semester late? Did she transfer in, or I guess what was the deal there?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird situation. So originally, like, she was verbally committed to Long Beach State. And I kind of talked to her and was like, hey, have you ever visited USC, like beach volleyball, ever give it a thought? So she came and visited and loved it and decided to come to SC. And, like, her original plan was always to go in second semester even to Long Beach because of how, like, her high school system was worked. She was homeschooled, so, like, I can't tell you, like, exactly why she did that. But it was, like, always her plan, so we just kind of stuck to it. And that's all that really happened, so she came in second semester.
Okay. And I know that college coaches, you know, trying to pair up their beach teams, they go crazy trying to find the right formulas for each one. So what was it like what was the process in you and Kelly teaming up? Because obviously you had a really good year with Kirby. You guys won the pairs championship. So how difficult was it to leave someone who you just went, like, 42-4 with, won a championship, to partnering up with Kelly? Was that, like, your decision, or was it more of Anna's?
I mean, it wasn't too difficult of a decision for me because at that time, Kelly and I had already been playing 2 years together, just with USA Volleyball.
Okay.
So it was like I was playing summers with Kelly, and then during season I just played with Kirby. But after I won with Kirby, she was a senior anyway, so she graduated. And then once that happened, it was like already like, okay, Kelly and Sarah are going to play together. So when Kirby and I won the national championship, Kelly and I then played the summer all together and then just kind of came straight into USC ready to play together.
Okay. And you guys were definitely ready. I mean, you guys won pretty much everything there was to win. And then in 2016, obviously, I mean, you guys just run the table. What makes you and Kelly so good? I mean, on paper, obviously, you guys are very good with being just a very good ball control defender and big block who can set well. But there's a lot of teams who are on paper, they should be good, but they're not. So what makes you and Kelly so good?
I just think we have really great chemistry and huge communication skills. Like, we were able to, like, communicate with each other, like, what we need and what we don't need. And, like, we're not afraid to tell each other, like, what we need to improve on. I think for partners that can get a little hostile sometimes, or people are like, don't tell me what to do. Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, Kelly and I both know we have things we need to work on and we have things we need to improve on. So we can easily talk to each other about that. And during the game, if something's not going right, we're like, all right, what else do we need to do to fix this? If it's her telling me I need to make an adjustment, me telling her I need to make an adjustment, we take that with, like, the utmost respect and we fix it. But not only that, like, on the court, great chemistry, great communications. We're really good friends off the court, which is really cool dynamic to be able to, you know, be able to step off the court and, like, go communicate just as friends, not even talking about volleyball, and go out and do something fun, non-volleyball related. You know, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I remember I talked to Todd Rogers a while back, and he was really, really good friends with Dax Holdren, and they had to stop playing together because they would get so mad at each other on the court that they were kind of ruining their friendship because of it. So that's good to hear that you guys can kind of leave whatever it would be on the court. Not that you guys should have that much beef on the court. You guys have so much success.
Yeah, and luckily we haven't run into that kind of problem where we were like, all right, we're friends off the court, so we have to stop playing. We make it work both ways.
And now, at this point, I mean, is there any – so when you put the USC jersey on, is there any added pressure? Because obviously you guys are the team that everyone wants to beat, right? I mean, if it were football, I mean, you guys would be Bama, you know, and everybody wants to beat Bama. So is there any kind of added pressure being – that number one team that hasn't lost in forever?
I guess a little bit. Honestly, when I put on the USC jersey, it just feels, I don't know, it just gives you a sense of pride and just being able to represent USC. It's so exciting. So for me, it's like I put on that jersey and I'm going out to represent my school and my team, means I'm going all out in every aspect. So being that we haven't lost and we are, you know, we've made a name for ourselves, like you said, we have like a huge target on our back. And every time somebody plays us, they play their best, which is totally understandable. But for Kelly and I, that doesn't matter. That means we just know that we have to play our best every single game and we can't let up on anyone. But it's fun and exciting. I love the challenge. I love competing. So it doesn't bother me whatsoever. I encourage it.
Right. And, I mean, one of the things that I'm just so curious about is, I mean, you've had so much success from pretty much the day you started playing volleyball. I mean, you've obviously been very talented, yet everyone I've talked to said that you're just the most humble person ever. And just talking to you now, it's like easy to tell that they were definitely right. And so how do you stay so humble, for one, and two, I mean, how do you get sort of excited and amped up for a match against a team that might not be, you know, a team you'll see in FIVB that you know you're going to have to bring it?
Well, thank you, first of all. But I don't know. It's just, I think a lot of it came from my upbringing around volleyball. Like I told you, my story with Bill Lovelace, like he was made like some of the most impactful memories and learning experiences on my life. Like I credit him to a lot of things with my volleyball career. So he always just taught us how to win and how to lose with dignity, and how to always respect your opponents no matter who they are. So I just always grew up like that. I always grew up playing older girls. And so, like, when you play somebody older than you, there's no way you can be talking down to them. Not that I would do that anyway, but it's just, I don't know, it's just, like, it's, everyone you play deserves enough respect, regardless of who it is. How I get fired up for USC. I never have a problem getting fired up for a match whatsoever. I get super excited like hours before the match. Like I have to learn actually how to like calm myself down, crazy enough. But I don't know. I love like everything about beach volleyball and I love playing the game. So it's just stuff like that is just like especially playing for USC. I mean, you probably haven't been to a game, but like we have a stadium, people are cheering for us. Sometimes we get the band out. So it's like the atmosphere it creates is just like, it's hard not to get excited. It's totally different dynamic because you're playing with a team rather than it's just not Kelly and I. It's like, we're here for our whole team. So at our courts, it's like the system, I'm sure you know, is 1 through 5, but 3 or 4 and 5 play first, and then 1, 2, and 3 play. So, like, we're on the sidelines cheering for our 4 and 5 team. We're getting fired up, like, whether they win or lose. It's like we're a team sport, so we're going to win for each other. So that aspect always gets me fired up as well.
Okay. Yeah, when I moved out here about a year and a half ago, and one of the first things I did was go tour USC and UCLA, so I got a little peek at y'all's stadium. The courts are awesome. I was surprised at how close it was to the road, though. Do the balls ever go over the fence?
Oh, all the time.
You guys probably lose a couple dozen of those a year.
It's so funny. Yeah, we have, like, our team management, like, running out to try and go get them. The stadium's amazing. It is close to the street, so we get honks, we get sirens, we get balls being popped by large buses, but it's so great, and it's I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. And so in 2014, right, that you started playing, kind of dabbling in qualifiers for the AVP?
Yeah. I did some when I was a little younger, not necessarily AVPs. Like, I did a couple Jose Cuervos. Kelly and I did one AVP qualifier together and didn't make it through, but we really started, like you said, in 2014, I think you just said, right?
Right.
We really, like, officially started, and, like, we started at the bottom of the qualifier and just kind of made our way up.
And so was it a little bit different? So, you know, at USC, you know, you were already, even in 2014 as a freshman, you're one of the most dominant players in the country. And then, you know, you go out to the AVP and you're thrown back into the qualifier and, you know, you lose a couple times. So was it kind of a different feeling to be the underdog and to lose? And a lot of times losing can be some of our best and most valuable learning experiences. So, I mean, I guess, one, how valuable was it to kind of get a taste of what it was like in the big league?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was only natural. Being whatever we were in college, the AVP was a different level of play. So Kelly and I went out. We didn't expect much. Like, it was more of a, we were just, you know, we wanted to go out and play like there's nothing to lose, because we didn't have anything to lose, in a sense. We were these two college girls just coming out to play. So, of course, we wouldn't be in the main draw. We were in the qualifier. We had to prove ourselves. And, yes, we had lost once in the qualifier when we were a little bit younger. And then we kind of started to get going, and we made our way through our first qualifier. And I believe it was New York. So it was super exciting. I mean, we got out of the qualifier. Then, of course, being the last one in the qualifier, we then have to play the number one top seed. And at that time, Carrie wasn't there, and it's April and Jen Fatma. And we come out and kind of get our butts kicked a little bit. We're like, wow, all right, we know what the main draw entails now. But then that same tournament, we're like, all right, we're just going to keep going after it. So we did, and we made our way all the way back to play Jen in April and ended up beating them when it really mattered. So, and I think we took, it was a third place finish in our first AVP from being in the qualifier. So it was pretty exciting. And, you know, people were like, oh, it was just a phase, whatever. But then the very next tournament, right back where we started, we got put in the qualifier from a third place back to the qualifier. So, it was just kind of funny because we had been in the qualifier all these tournaments. Like, only the last one we had not been in the qualifier, and we had gotten 2/3 in the second place. So it was just so funny that we always went back to the qualifier, but it was like, and people asked us that question, like, can you believe you're in the qualifier again? It's like, well, it's all part of the process.
Yeah. And how crazy was it? I mean, what was it like, that feeling after you beat April Ross? I mean, that she was, you know, one of the best players in the world. I mean, she was the FIVB, like, server of the year and the AVP MVP, and you beat her in the very first tournament that you qualified.
I mean, it was surreal. I think there's a video of us, like, the last point. I, like, put it down, and I just kind of look at Kelly and jump in the air, like, what the heck just happened? It was a great feeling. Playing April is, I mean, she is a complete stud, an amazing player, goes after at every point. So for us, it was just like, we just beat this team. We came from the qualifier. This is amazing. Let's just take it all in. And that's what we did.
And then, so in 2015, you guys get your first taste of main draw. And then 2016, you come back, and in your favorite spot, New York, you get to play, you know, your longtime hero, Kerry Walsh. So was it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you had already beaten April, so I'm sure that you weren't, at that point, the kind of the starstruckness, if there had been any, was sort of worn off. But then when you play Kerry, I mean, I'm sure that's just a whole different level of, holy cow, this is the top of the game.
Yeah, no, it was super, like, there's also, like, a picture of me, because I'm the captain, so I go up for the call. And Kerry was with the call, and I'm just, like, straight smiling like a dork because I was, like, I'm, like, about to have a coin flip with Kerry Walsh to decide who gets receive and who gets serve, you know? So it was a really cool experience. And to be honest, that whole AVP tournament, Kelly and I beforehand was, like, we're here in the tournament regardless how we do. We just want to play April and Kerry. That's all we wanted to do in that specific tournament because, like, they're April and Kerry. They're one of the best in the world. And we were like, we just want to know how we compare to them. Like, can we keep up with their level? Can we play to their style of game? So it was just like we were in this unknown area of space just wanting to, like, fill it of, like, can we compete with them? So when we got to play them, we were so stoked. Like, how could we go wrong with playing April and Kerry? And it actually, like, went really well. So it was super fun just being able to compete against them and actually do really well against them. So, and then luckily enough, we got to play them again in San Fran for our very first final, which was absolutely amazing.
Oh, I bet. You got to play them twice in San Fran too, right? You got to play them in somewhere pretty far deep down the winner's bracket, and then again in the final, you took a set off of them, which I'm sure that was a whole new sensation in itself.
Oh, that was incredible. That was probably one of the most fun games I've ever played in. We came in, it was a winner's bracket, and we're like, all right, here we go. That match was actually sold out. So, like, they weren't letting any more people into the stadium. Like, everyone was there to watch. And so we actually took the first set off of them. And then, so it was like, oh, the pressure is kind of on them now. The second game, I don't remember the score, but I think it was a battle. And then the third game was just, it was just epic. We ended up losing, I think, 15-13. Or was it 16-14? I don't even know.
I pulled up your BVB, and it was 15-17.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was 15-17, and it was like, the stadium was just, like, dead quiet because, you know, everyone's there to watch April and Kerry, which is totally understandable. But it was just, like, when they were losing, it was like, people were like, what do we do? Like, who are we supposed to cheer for? So it was really cool and super fun time, super great competitive match. And I think at that moment, we kind of proved to a lot of people that we were, you know, we were here and we were competitors and we were a team to be reckoned with.
And so, you know, now that, you know, you've had a ton of success at USC, you've made finals, you've taken a set off of Kerry Walsh, the best player the world has ever seen. You're making your automatic main draw in Grand Slams. And so have you kind of had a conversation with any of the veterans about how you and Kelly are kind of you're coming into the spot as kind of the new faces of American women's beach volleyball. Because obviously Missy is retired, you know, unless she feels like getting off the couch and taking a third like she did in Seattle like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But Carrie, you know, I don't know how many years she has left in her. So have you kind of had a conversation with any of the veterans about that, about just kind of sliding into that role, or is that something that you've thought about?
Yeah, no, I'm really fortunate enough to have Misty as a mentor now. So there's been conversations, and a lot of people have said that we're not necessarily like pros, but we're in a really good spot right now. Like coaches have said this to us, because yes, we have April and Carrie who are at like the top of the top, but after that, there's not too much of a huge USA presence. Not trying to discredit anyone, but it's just a little bit of a drop-off. Like, obviously, we have so many great competitors, but there's nobody meddling like in the Steam Carry. So for Kelly and I, this is a great time and great opportunity to get ourselves in those tournaments and make a name for ourselves and kind of make our way up the ladder and hopefully pick up some medals along the way.
And I'm sure that when you were little and watching Carrie and Misty at the Olympics, that started to become kind of a dream. Like, oh, you know, I'd want to be an Olympian. But for a lot of people, that's not a realistic dream. And for you, you know, 2020, you and Kelly are kind of primed for that one, you know, already having a lot of international experience. When did you first start to realize that the Olympics was a pretty legitimate possibility?
So I have wanted to go to the Olympics since I was 8 years old. That was, you know, I mean, that could be any 8-year-old's dream, right? But so I, from a young age, was like, this is what I want to do. I want to go to the Olympics. And that has never faded for me. And luckily, you know, I have that ability to, like, actually have that happen. So it's always been a dream, always been a goal of mine to do that. So I've just been working as hard as I can and training as hard as I can to get there. And I guess it started to really become a realization maybe towards like a little bit during like my end of high school, where I was then my high school, senior year of high school, like April Ross was inviting me down to like play fours with them at the beach. And I was, you know, competing with the big dogs. So it was kind of like, wow, all right, I'm kind of being respected. My game is being respected. So at that point I was like, all right, I'm going to keep going for this. And that's when I decided for college, that was a huge aspect. Like, I'm going to play beach because that's where I want my future to be. That's where I want to, you know, collegiately, I want to do well, but professionally, I want to play beach volleyball and I want to go to the Olympics.
That's awesome. And, you know, you're still kind of so young with the sport, you know, being, 22?
22, yeah, just turned 22, actually.
Okay, well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And, I mean, beach volleyball has taken you so many places. I mean, not to mention just around the country with USC and the AVP, but, you know, you've gone a bunch of places internationally. So how crazy of a ride has it been already, just with all the places that a sport, you know, has taken you, and that, you know, at the end of the semester is that, you know, you're going to be able to make a living off of it?
Oh, my gosh. It's been such an amazing ride. Like, I love it. Like, I can't get enough of it. It's just, like, traveling to all these amazing places, meeting a ton of new people, playing on the most beautiful beaches in the world. It's, like, a dream come true. And everywhere I go, it gets better and better, and I absolutely love it. Like, I'm so fortunate to have traveled around the world playing beach volleyball.
And so are you planning on doing a full-on FIVB summer this summer, or are you kind of taking this USC first, let's deal with the international stuff after we take care of business in LA?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, it's, you know, luckily the season is coming up in 2 weeks, so it's like that's our main focus. But of course, right after that, it's hard not to think about because you kind of have to start signing up for those tournaments. So, our goal is to play in as many FIVB tournaments as possible.
Okay. And I won't keep you too much longer. But obviously, at USC, you got to pick a major in something. So what are you studying on the side? And are you sort of planning on putting that to use at all? Because I know that a lot of people will kind of pick a major that might be a little bit easier to keep academics the number one priority.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say don't take the easier route. I'm a business major.
Okay.
And my whole idea when I was coming to college was I wanted to be one of those players that, you know, like I said, coming to college was like, okay, I could have a future in the sport. So for me, being a business major, like I really wanted to learn just to be able to know the side of like the sport as in like the contract, just everything that you could get out of business school to apply it to more of like educational side of baseball ball, that I could like to really help myself in that way. Just like have the knowledge and understanding of like things that might not necessarily just be like playing a sport. So that was huge for me. And I'm actually considering going to get my master's in entrepreneurship at USC next year. Yeah, it's a year program. And I'm going to obviously be competing, hopefully be competing in volleyball for a long time. But, like, after volleyball, I want to continue in that space with something. Really want to be a study entrepreneurship for a year to just understand that aspect of the business and hopefully maybe one day start my own career along volleyball. I don't know, maybe on the business side.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think, because I know that's what, I'm sure that you know the McKibbins pretty well with them being USC guys. I think that's exactly what Madison is doing right now, actually.
Yeah, he's actually at USC. I don't know if it's entrepreneurship, but I believe something in communication. I think it's important. Education is really important, and I love volleyball, but it's not going to be there forever. So I just want to be prepared for everything.
Right, and has it been at all frustrating not being able to accept the $30,000 in prize money that you haven't been able to accept?
The money aspect is like, you won, but you can't take your money. It's just kind of, you come to a point where you're just like, I really don't care, because we do get to take expenses, so like our flights, our hotels, accommodation. We can take prize money out of that. So, like, we're keeping all of our receipts and everything. We give them to our compliance officer, who puts them together and then sends to the administration. And that's how much money we can take back. So we're not losing anything, which is really nice. So it's like whatever we pay, we get back. So, like, we're getting all these really great experiences and playing against the best in the world for free. So, like, you can't really go wrong with that.
A huge thank you to Sarah for joining me here on the podcast, and a huge thank you to you guys, as always, for listening. Have a great week.